This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now, we're exactly at the top of the hour. It's exactly 12 o'clock right here on the Sanganani Midday Show. And I'm with you up until 1 p.m. right here on the Sanganani Midday Show, where we connect your morning to your afternoon. And right now, it's the afternoon. So, good afternoon to you all. Welcome to MUT Radio. Welcome to Sanganani Midday Show. We did promise you to submit an interview. Naenge, Mrs. Ziwadi, Yamungu joining us on MUT Radio. We've been waiting, but finally she is here right now. So I'm just gonna quickly welcome her on MUT Radio, and Mrs. Ziwadi, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, MUT Radio.
Yes, it's a pleasure. And in Sunday, we were speaking off air and the cycle is going to snow plob of corn.
Well, that's snow plob of corn.
Yes, it's a beautiful one. So, I just want to start with your name. Your real name is Nkosingiphile Mpanza, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. But your stage name is Ziwadi Yamangulu. So, I want to know, how did it come about? I want to know about that. It's a teeny story.
Firstly, igama sokuphika abazali line purpose. So umzali nomzali mangabe ephingani yakhe igama, especially in our culture, Zulu culture, they make sure ukuthi igama elines and elinemfundo. Uyabona ukuze kuthiwa ulandela igama lakhe, you know.
Yes.
You know, so ma unokuthula so sithula ngempela. Ma usindiswa so uthi uyasinda, uyabona usindisi.
Yo, so
those things, so nami ngunkosi ngiphile. So it means abazali bami were saying this is a gift from God. So when you translate unkosi ngiphile to a gift from God to iSwahili, it goes to Ziwadi Yamungu. So ungalahlekile when you call me Ziwadi Yamungu, you call me Nkosi Ngiphile, it is still my name,
still
because
the
direct translation of my name, Nkosi Ngiphile.
Was there a specific reason why you chose Swahili, or it was just a moment?
I think it was just a moment. When I looked for the right name to fit in, and also the name Eliveza, but not only just being a South African, but an African woman, you know.
Yes.
So I remember when we looked for a name, because I was not alone doing this. I was with Ubaba Umbuso Khoza when I was still working with him, and he was like, Ziwadi Nkosi, actually, in short, because I was still Nkosi. Nkosi, ilipi kama esingalikhetha elizoba hooky more figure with industry, in the music industry, but also not away from who you are. And then we both looked, and I was very excited.
It's a beautiful name, and I must say, it's a very beautiful name.
Yeah, but
also,
the way that
is a beautiful name.
It is, yes. So, Ziwadi Yamungu now, in the lower sound, the emotions and the feelings that I got was the same feeling. I was like, just before you even hear the voice or the music or whatever that I am doing, kodwa igama lodwa will hook you.
That is amazing. So now I want us to go back a little bit. So you grew up in Mandeni.
Yes.
I want to know, how was it like growing up in Mandeni, and does it have an influence in the umculo wakho yon?
I can say it have a huge role into what I am. You know, because growing up, isemakhaya eMandeni, we all know, ngifunda uThukela, ngifunda bese besindumbili, uThukela, lilodwa nje igama lesikole. Igama lomfula le, uThukela.
But wena uThukela, oh, I know.
Yes, so when you decode the word uThukela, there's something that you get there, because kwathiwa njoba luthukela umfula, uThukela, meaning uvele nje ubone usugcwele.
Oh, it has a double meaning.
Uthukela kahle kulona uthukela, kodwa ngoba yigama sesilibiza ngokuthi uthukela, right? So asikho kodwa lapho, kodwa izinto engizifunde. Yes, izinto also nami engizifunde ngikhula ngisemncane, nokukhula nje kwifamily ekholwayo, kwifamily futhi ulandelayo iculture and our rituals and ceremonies yonke into esiyenzayo thina mazulu. So I think kune influence enkulu ekuthenini ngiqhubeke nokuthi ngifuna ukuzazi ukuthi ngubani and also show people ukuthi kuhle kangakanani ukuyigcina uyilokho ozazi uyikona.
That is amazing. That is powerful.
Yeah, I think it's very important, man. Mm. It's very important to embrace who you are. It's very important to really uma ngabe uqhubeka nesikhathi noma ukhula, don't change your roots. Remember who you are and remember to embrace the roots that made you to be the person that you are today. Right?
Yes, that is amazing, man. So, now I'm achievements, Sako. You've achieved a lot. And the first one in Zoeishu Nje is receiving your first ever award. And what is amazing, what you received it even outside of South Africa, in Ghana. How was the experience?
Because it's an award, guys. Yeah, sure. You're like Africa, man. Yeah, not South Africa.
Amazing. I was so shocked. This is your first ever award. You received it outside of South Africa, in Ghana. That is amazing. How was the experience?
It was amazing. Actually, the support that I get ngaphandle kwase South Africa is huge. And I think they get the feeling of really understanding ukuthi ama South Africans are ubani. Just by listening to my music, just by looking at my attires, uma ngabe ngiqhoka, nama instrument engiwaphathayo engiwadlalayo. Because something that was intriguing them, ngise Ghana, was indlela engqoka ngayo icholo and everything, because laphana sasibaningi, kwakho nabantu base Rwanda, kwakho nabantu base Nigeria, kwakho nabantu, but you were able to tell ukuthi nangiya wase South Africa ngenxa yokuthi ngiqoke kanjalo, you know, yonke indawo sasiya la sasiya khona siphuma, there is that unique ibizwa ngani signature of lowa muntu wase South Africa. Yes, so it was a beautiful experience. No thando and the support is amazing. I'm grateful for that.
That is amazing. And no, it did not end there. And we also saw you like a little cameo on a film, yeah, Netflix, Lapaya, Umjolo, There Is No Cure. How did that come about?
Ngiyajabulisa support engiyitholayo as well on TV. Kakhulukazi uStainglass. I don't wanna lie. Stainglass, bangifeaturishile even kakhulu kuzalo last year. I was doing ama music, bengibize for performances as well. Yabo khona nje la kwangazi ukuthi episode ka kushone usibonelo. I was there engcwabeni singing amahubo lawa angathi ayisintu kodwa ayi gospel. Even namanje bane show enje bizwa ngamalanga wafani, and I did the end credit song for them.
That is amazing.
Featuring Malum Kulket. Okay, Malum Kulket. So you know, they keep on really coming for me, you know, baby. Umuntu ongijwayele kakhulu ukukhuluma naye uMthunzi Dubazana, oy creative director yakhona ka Stainglass. So the support that I get is also very amazing. Iyathobisa, because you know, as an artist and a musician in the industry, sibaningi, we are all talented, and we are all thriving, you know, to be successful. Kodwa angeke sikubalekele ukuthi ngeke uhlale uphambili, because vele sibaningi, ngeke uhlale kusupportwa wena wedwa, yabo, baningi abantu. So when lezi zinto eziqhamukayo emaceleni, apart from just performing, doing events nan lokho oqhamuka nje ukuthi kuthiwa zawad sicela yazi usenzele ingoma la, hayi sicela uzophefoma la kuTV. It's really iyangikhulisa and ingenza ngiwubone umsebenzi wami ukuthi unevalue esikhathini samanje or irrelevant.
And it's amazing ukuthi how they connect, because I know the movie because of you. I didn't know the movies. Abanye futhi they will know you because of the movie.
Angithi njalo
man. Yes.
Iyanika.
I love that. I love that. But yes, we're still continuing with the interview. We're just going to go to this beautiful song, Ethi Ngimuhle by yena ke uzawad. A beautiful song. When we come back, we're definitely going to speak about this and more of the music that is coming up. So make sure that you stay connected with us on 068-160-8832. Here's uzawad ya Mungu, Ethi Ngimuhle on EBT Radio.
Maubani
Kuvele kwashisa this deserves a horn. Kuvele kwashisa kakhulu. Thank you very much. We weren't even expecting a performance. Okay, so it's all for free.
Mahala.
Thank you very much. It's a beautiful song. In case you are wondering, it's Zawadi ya Mungu Ngimuhle. This is the name of the song. Ngimuhle, what does it mean? It's very powerful. Ngizwa ama lyrics. It's a very powerful song. What is the inspiration behind it?
Mhlawumbe kwi-surface, it's just ngimuhle because I'm beautiful.
You definitely are. You definitely
But when
are.
You go deeper now, so that's when you know this is a beautiful affirmation. It is also like a confident boost to everyone, yeah? And also embracing self, giving yourself self-love, acceptance. There are so many names that you can use just by listening to this song. But most importantly, I think this should be an anthem to young girls.
Yes, and it's a beautiful
daughters,
song.
You know, to teach them that since the world is really selling them that adorning yourself is relevant to be beautiful, or is the only definition of beauty. Kanti, the natural beauty is also the definition of beauty. So it is then to tell them that use your frontal and have that confidence, because there's a confidence that comes with that. There's a confidence that comes with makeup, you know. Where is that confidence when you have all that gone? Pishonap. And why? There's something deeper in you that tells you that awumuhle kahle uma ungakufakanga. You need to add ezinye izinto to have ukuzinikeza uthando. This is not even about abanye abantu bakubuka kanjalo, but to yourself. Talking to yourself right now, looking at in the mirror, uzibuka. Uthini kuwena? Ulimele ngaphakathi. Uma ngabe ukwazi ukuyibuka ungajabuli, just because ngifuna ukueda iruje bomvu ukuze ngijabule. That's not right.
You're still beautiful without that
without
makeup.
You are beautiful. Yabona makeup ayizo enhance wena ukuthi yazi namhlanje ungadefinewa. You get me? Angifuni ukushumayela bakwethu.
Those are strong words, and it's so true. Yeah, it shouldn't be ukuthi yenza ubuhle, but it should enhance your beauty. Yeah.
And what this song does to men is beautiful. I'm watching it and I see all those DMs. I see all those messages and all those comments from abantu besilisa. And ila ngijabula khona because I'm like, oh, then well, ngiyay achieve lento engifuna ukuyachieve ngengoma, you know? Yes. Because now abantu besilisa ibona ba excited kakhulu. Not more than them, because nabo because I'm the real love song, but there are those comments engingawalindele, you know, from abantu besilisa athi umuntu, you don't know what the song does to me. And you don't know what it does to me ngibuka umuntu wami wesifazane and appreciate that woman because ngimbuka differently now. Muhle lo muntu.
That is very strong. Namse ngizobatshela ukuthi ubufishane bambu.
Because uzoshintshela abantu. Awukahle yazi washintsha ngempela. Kuba ufishane uzoshintsha kanjani?
Ngizokwenza njani?
Ngoba ufuna ukuba tall, dark and handsome.
Hey. Khona uthanda short, dark and handsome.
Yes.
Khona uzomthanda. But yes, it's a beautiful song, a beautiful song. I believe also the upcoming album is Umuhle, the name of the album.
It's Ngimuhle. Ngimuhle.
Yes. How is it going? See, expect any.
That in June.
Ah, that so is
this
so
is
close.
Like next month. Please, please, please pre-save the album. Ikhona on all digital platforms. You can go and pre-save the album. But in the meantime, I'm a single that lawa vela se khona njengongemuhle. Ixoxo umama are already there. Kodwa, they will give you a taste of what is coming actually in the album. The album is called Ngimuhle because I'm imagining all beautiful things. Ngathi. There is language that is beautiful. There's different languages as well that is beautiful. there is Amalalabais, which are so beautiful and relevant. It's Katin Samanje, they were very relevant as Katin is done. There is Amahubo, meaning Umkulo Oitina, which is beautiful. You know, so that is why because I'm imagining all sort of beautiful things.
Yes. That is amazing. And also, there's this song, Engidlalile, before we even started the interview. It's called Kijima. It's by Tim Tuta and Ukhona Nawe Lapho. And it's making waves out there. So I want to know, how was it like? Was it different, like going into each genre amapiano?
Yazi, I was not ready. Like, I was not ready for that song. Oh, for it to even make, like, make waves, like, Njenga Manji. Once again, you know, as much as I was not ready for that, because angaza ngizitshela ukuthi I will release anything else or any genre, different genre from my genre, yes, before ngikhiphe umsebenzi wami, because I wanted to present myself emhlabeni as Uzawadi sings this kind of style. Then yes, I can do the features, you know. Oguti, okay, I can also do, you know. But le ya figa pela ngesikhatsa ayongangekho ready ngaso, but yenza umsebenzi omuhle.
Yes.
Because right now wonke umuntu knows who Zawadi is. And the, my album, yes, so vele people are already anticipating oguti. Now that we've heard and listened to Ivoice kaZawadi, we can't wait to listen to her album and her work. Since oguti, oh, kahle kahle umsebenzi wakhe ilo. So, uNkulunkulu unendlela yakhe yokwenza izinto. I always say, ngoba mina ngangingaplana njengoba ngangihleli nje uza, hayi mina ngizokhipha phapha emqala. Ah, vela somthodi yazini, mina ngizokubitha kule yonto, ngizokhipha kuqala, but it's really really going well and I'm excited ukuthi abantu they now understand ukuthi masithi sigijima ngengqondo, think out of the box.
Beautiful. We are sending ingoma ezine message.
It's important, you know what? Because as artists, we are the gatekeepers of the truth.
Yes.
If tina asil meli tini, so to speak about it. And tina siyazi sinikeziwe uNkulunkulu amathalente ukuthi yazi leli qiniso noma libaba kangakanani vele ulicule. Ukuze li yabo lizongena ngemelody. So right now, as much as kuyinto engathi ithanda ukuba deep ukuthi gijima ngengqondo, kodwa yabo ngoba umuntu ingena ethi gijima ngengqondo. Bese later athi hayibo yazi lo muntu uthi hayibo lo muntu uthini ngempela.
Think outside the box.
Lalela sinikeziwe leyo mandla. Let us use that. And the nation without arts and music is a dying nation or is a death nation.
And that is amazing. So, turning into that genre, should we expect maybe something like that in the future? Like amapiano, and not in the new album, but in the nearby future, maybe.
I am open to it. No. Yes. I'm very mindful of really my intentions. You know, so ngiyabona ukuthi right now njengoba ugijima out, guys, I get so many DMs. I'm like, you know what? This is angifuni ukuthi kube ukuthi uzawadi ngamapiano, because already yabo mina ekhaya. Mina ngimdala ekhaya. So labo bangilamayo labo uma bedance bathi babathi hayi hayi mfana sisi iyashaya vele ubeke indaba yamakhoyana. Ngithi okay, all right, you know, now it's going there ukuthi so bezofuna ukuappreciate kakhulu lo mculo osheshayo. Yes, umnandi nawo, but mina yami umsebenzi it is very important to sing into philisa mina kuqala before iphilisa omunye umuntu. I strongly connect with my sound, my genre. Angisho ukuthi angiconnect naloya, kodwa la engiphila khona ilapha ya. Therefore ngeke ngize ngiye ndawo lapho. Ngizokwenza konke okunye kodwa nala ngikhona.
That is amazing. Since we are also celebrating African Month, what can you say about your music and the influence of African culture?
Umusic wami vele uyayikhulumela ngokuthi how proud I am and how ngikuthanda ngana nokuembrace is cut to. So this is Africa Month where we are celebrating who we are, which I really think we need to celebrate that every day and appreciate it all the time.
Yes.
But now specifically ngalenyanga, we need, really need to look back into who we were, and maybe we might not bring back all of those things as a Sizenza, but we can omit some of the things and bring them back here because they are the way and the truth. Makonitenjalo, you know. Khona izinto oyibona ukuthi yazikudala lezi zinto zayisebenza ukusibuyisa and ukusiqoqa, and also to have unembeza nje ukuthi actually umuntu uphila kanje. So if we can go back to those things, also lezo zinto azitholakali noma ikuphi. We have to go back to abantu abadala.
Yes.
Sit next to them and ask them questions. Ukuzazi nje, ukwazi nje ngawe. Kuqala lapho. Just ngubani? Ngiphilo ngakusiphi isibongo? Esaka sekhaya komalume noma esaka baba? Ngoba enye into uma ukhulu uyabona ukuthi eyi kwakufihlwa kudala. Kunezinto nje esiyingane othola ukuthi asizazi because zazi protect us, as protect kakhulu kuzona. But now ngoba usukhulile, go back and ask so that now indlela yakhe izokhanya, because now you will know ukuthi endleleni yami mangikhuleka ngimemeza ingelosi, yazi kodwa ingelosi enkulu nansi kufanele nayo ngingayishiyi, you know. Let me call umvele inqangi uNkulunkulu, kodwa let me call ingelosi yami ukuthi nokuthi nokuthi. Then uqala uyakwazi ukubatha, once waqala walandela lama footprints or footsteps and getting to know more about your history, where you belong, uzobona.
That's amazing. I'm out of words, really. But before we let you go, I want you, maybe you can give an advice to an upcoming musician to stay true to their identity, because you have stayed true to your identity, like you do African music that represents us as Africans.
Effortlessly, because... Yes, I think if
it's who you are.
That's a show.
Yes, it's who you are. So any advice you
can
give?
Just be genuine, man. Try not to fit in Try not to change yourself just because you accept or somewhere. So nakhona ku industry, yes, there are so many challenges. Mhlamba ngakwenza ugcina uso futhi sothi maybe to fit in fanele ngenze kanje. Yeah, figure the little thought ibalekis and be like, let them accept me, whether they do or not. This is you. Just be genuine. That's the message.
That is strong. That is amazing. Hopefully they are listening. So before I let you go, where can people find you on social media? And abafuna ukubhuka, how can I do that?
On social media, I'm at Zawadiyamungu _, that is Instagram, and then Facebook, it's Zawadiyamungu. TikTok, it's Zawadi Y, and Twitter, which is X right now, it's Zyamungu. Yeah, so I'm everywhere, and I make sure that I update regularly. Zonke zinto engifuna ukuthi abantu bezazi. And then for bookings, kuma bio, that's where you will find the email and the number to call or even to WhatsApp. So it's easy as that. So Mountinga, just go to my bio.
To your bio.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio. We really appreciate it. And we are looking forward to that album at 13th of June.
Boom.
We are looking forward to it.
Ningalenzi iphutha.
Yes, so definitely not. Thank you very much for joining us on MET Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. Ngiphathe kahlungu ukuthi sengiyanishiya bekumnandi kakhulu sendawonye. Siyabonga.
Yeah,
skitchin.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.